So, John, what do you think the third secret of Fatima might be?
Well, it was very clearly stated by Sister Lucia that the Virgin Mary told her, the apparition, whatever it was, told her that the secret must be delivered no later than 1960. She made it in 1917. You know, the first secret was revealed to her in that final October 13th meeting, the apparition, which we spoke in the other hour, dried out the multitudes from the driving rainstorm and acted very much like a UFO bobbing up and down the sky. Now, the apparition that has told her that the World War One would end, the people of Portugal that were on the front would return, said that the other two children would die in the following year, be taken back to heaven. They did die in Spanish influenza. And she said that if Russia was not consecrated to the Holy Rosary of the Virgin Mary, to the reciting of the Rosary, to that form of deep sacred meditation, then it would fall into a form of godlessness and be a great threat to the world. In 1917, later that year, in fact, within a few weeks of the last visitation of the Virgin apparition, the Bolshevik Revolution happened. Now, the second secret was revealed to be great lights, aurora borealic lights, that were to hasten or to mark the coming of a second apocalyptic world war if the world and Russia was not consecrated to the reciting of the rosary and to those quieting, peaceful meditations in mass, prayers to the Virgin, prayers to the feminine, prayers to the passive side of our natures, is what other people would say. So if this is actually the Virgin Mary, or if it's some extraterrestrial, it would, to answer your question prefacing this new hour, as Jack Vallier talked about, our demons, our beings of deception, our angels, trying to send messages to us. I think it's clear that there's a lot more going on in our vast, wonderful universe than we can even dream of, and that this planet is not just a nexus for evolution of ourselves, but it seems to be an interdimensional porthole to many things. And it seems that whenever this human race is going through the cycles of evolutionary jumps, which usually happen every 500 years, and especially the one that we're in, which happens every 25 centuries, you see a lot of amazing things. Not only do you see the things that we talked about in Matthew 24, that Jesus spoke to his disciples on the Mount of Olives about wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes and upheaval, but you will also see waves of people, in our times at least, seeing extraterrestrial phenomenon, things that they can't explain.
Right. Yeah, that's very possible.
And it could very well be that they're not just looking at people from other planets, but they could be actually even looking at themselves in the future, coming back through the continuum, you know, trying to create a future that if they're not there to influence, their existence in that future will not be.
There's some talk that Mel Gibson, Passion of the Christ, when he met with Sister Lucia moments, I guess, before her death, there's always been some talk over whether she might have revealed to him the third secret as well. And now the talk around Hollywood, John, is that he's going to come out with another movie, and it may very well be about Fatima. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, there already has been made a movie of Fatima. It's a wonderful movie and surprisingly accurate.
Is that the old black and white one now?
No, the old color one that had Gilbert Roland in it playing the gypsy and the children. And actually, it's a wonderful film and really does a great reenactment of the miracle in the final meeting. That was quite a movie. I would welcome Mel Gibson doing a new version of it, a new take on it.
Especially if you gave him the third secret.
Well, yes, and this is where it gets very strange since the year 2000. When the third secret was revealed, according to Cardinal Ratzinger, it's very strange because it doesn't fit a lot of things we know about it. Why was the secret not revealed in 1960, as Sister Lucia asked Pope Pius XII to do, and John XXIII? Why was it held secret until now? Why is it that the same Cardinal Ratzinger who describes this secret of 24 lines and a few pages, he produces a secret that's 62 lines long and more pages than he originally said it was before? And why doesn't anybody in the press who were at that press conference on the 25th of May 2000 point out this strange discrepancy? I mean, there are two possible versions that I'm aware of. There's Ratzinger's version, which I have here and can read and take apart here. And also there was a version that came out back in 1963, which was, they think, was secreted out and published by a German magazine called New Europe, Neues Europa. And there's two possibilities. You either have Ratzinger's correct and this Vatican version of the third secret, which is not fitting in the numbers of pages and lines, is only about John Paul's sacrifice and assassination. Or the reason why it was supposed to be released around no later than 1960 is the third secret of Fatima predicted a potential negative outcome to the Cuban Missile Crisis, which would have led to a thermonuclear war between Khrushchev and Kennedy.
John, the possibility of UFO intervention in everything that had gone on in the past, does that minimize religion and spirituality, or does it increase it?
I think it increases it. I think it's I think it's the very essence of the Greek word that many people ascribe to as their sect in Christianity. To be Catholic means to be universal in Greek. What is more universal than discovering that God's great cosmos is filled and teeming with other dimensions and other civilizations? The danger is, of course, that to those who wish to subscribe and hold on to a rather limited view of God's great cosmos, they're not going to be very happy with this because it'd be harder to control the dogma, and it's happened before. When Galileo showed that the Earth was not the center of God's universe, which the sun and all the planets rotated and stars rotated around, but that actually it was just a planet rotating around the sun, he was forced to recant that by the Pope of that time because it was against doctrine.
Right.
And it took until the middle of this current Pope's reign as pontiff to hear up an apology for that. The reason why apologies of this nature are so long in coming is there is a long history of the papacy where the Pope is infallible.